Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I just wanted to follow up with one thing in regards to the jumping worm, or the Asian jumping worm, or the snake worm. Alabama jumpers, it's also called. What they create on the soil is almost like a coffee bean or a coffee grinds residue over the top of the soil. Looks like little pebbles almost, but it's all soil. It's compacted, and that's where it's going to affect the soil. But if it is something you do find, and there was a lot of it in the Midwest, into Wisconsin. It was headed our way. I think the last of anything we've been hearing other than hitting Amherst area now was, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. They're still working on trying to figure out how to get rid of it. Extreme temperatures of heat don't allow the cocoons to really stay together is one of them. But the biggest thing I want you to do, if you have any of these, you're finding any of these, contact the extension service you're near immediately so they know, so they can help look into it and figure some things out, because it is something that they are definitely looking into. So that's the, it's called, there's a bunch of names. Asian jumping worm, a crazy worm, Alabama jumpers, and snake worms. All right. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right back to those. Nathan, who's up next?
Dot is in Lowell.
Dot in Lowell, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about two things, and probably I thought I knew the answer to this. Is it too late to prune a dogwood tree, orange blossom bush? Is it too late in the season to prune, or should I wait till the spring?
For the dogwood?
Yeah, dogwood tree.
Okay, for the dogwood, which kind did you have? Did you have the early spring blooming or the summer blooming?
Oh, I think summer blooming, because it's, coming, getting the berries now, yeah.
Okay, so there's a couple of thoughts on this. After it flowers is the best time to prune it. So right after it flowers, so you're not affecting next year's blossoms. That being said, I would look at it right now and say, are there certain parts of this tree that, you know, if it's too big or it's too much, can I get rid of? Get rid of it at this point.
Yeah, there's a couple dead branches on it. Yeah, it is an older tree. It's a good, 28 some years, over 25.
So what I would suggest doing is looking at it right now, you're still going to have leaves on it. So you're going to know the branches easily, which ones are dead, right?
Right.
You're going to be able to tell. So right now I'd get rid of the dead wood out of it.
Okay.
So I'd go out there. If you can do it today, great. Get rid of all that dead wood. And then from there, if you're looking to prune it for aesthetics, shape it and allow some of the air to go through, let all the leaves drop off. And get into late fall, And then you can prune it at that point.
Okay. I thought it was too late for some reason. I thought you were supposed to prune, you know, late into the fall. But that's fine. I think that's why I called. I thought people tell me, yes, you can prune. No, you can't. Okay.
So
you're saying it's okay. I think I'll do what you said. The other thing was, how about that orange blossom bush? That's as old as the hills, and I would like it to bring it back. Can I prune that?
You can prune it now, but just realize, so the orange blossom, you have it in like a pot, you bring it indoors?
No, it's outdoors for years.
Okay, so the is it a mock orange? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I was thinking orange blossom as in like the fruit.
Yeah, no,
like,
no,
wow.
Sorry, no. It's an old time, you know, orange here for years. I don't want to lose it.
I was just kind of excited that you could get an orange bush outside in Lowell. I was like, oh, okay.
I tried that once, though. That doesn't. You're right.
All right. So the mock orange, that is the best time to prune that would be right after it flowers, for the mock orange, just because it's going to help develop it. But if you're looking to prune it at this point because it's too big, it's too outgrown, it's got some dead wood on it, you can shape it at this point. You don't want to – that's one you'd want to do more now than later in the fall.
Okay,
you want to do it sooner than later because you want the plant to have that callus form over the cut. And you want it to, form that nice, clean callus versus so that the cold air and the freeze doesn't get into it. Whereas a tree, it's a little bit stronger. It's going to be bigger than that. Whereas the mock orange is more,
it's
still woody, has some woody part to it structure-wise.
Oh, yeah.
But it's got more
branch.
Herbaceous parts to it versus a dogwood.
And one final question I hate to ask.
That's okay.
What can you do with that choking cherry vine? That's part of the reason the orange blossom bush is in such bad condition. You know, it chokes it up. You know, it's like a vine. It's an invasive vine, I've been told.
Yep.
What can you do to get rid of it? It grows everywhere.
So some of the things you're going to be able to do with it to kill it. There's a product from Bonai called Treat Stump and Vine Killer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's what they have on one of them is it comes with like a paintbrush type.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to need to find where it hits the ground, where the, you know, I know it's going to be a lot of it.
Yeah, you pull it up and you pull up and there's three more yards of vine under the ground, you know?
Exactly. Because it's not one where you can spray over the top because it's on other plants, right? You don't want it to.
Right. Well,
you don't want to get the other plants.
My azalea bush was in the spring I pulled it all out and I thought I got it all and then it just finds its way up again, you know?
Yeah, so this is one of the things. So they have a brush killer that you can use. Bonide has a product called Brush Killer, BK32.
Okay.
Concentrate. It does vines like this. But you have to spray it on there, and you don't want it to get onto the other plants. So if you can find it in areas where it's not on plants, this is one where you could spray on it. You need to get a pump sprayer because it only comes in a concentrate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the ideal of the easiest to spray, right?
Okay. Yeah,
the other areas that are, you know, on plants or on other items, what I want you to do is try to find where the main leader comes from. And what you'll do is you'll cut that back to about a couple inches from the ground. And then there's a product from Bonide as well called Stump and Vine Killer.
Okay.
It's a little 8-ounce bottle, but you don't need a lot of it because the top comes with you twist off and it's got a paintbrush attached to it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So the reason why I want you to use that is you're going to cut the stem of this cherry vine and you're going to paint it on the spot that's in the ground.
Okay.
It's going to absorb it into the plant and kill the root system and kill that area. But what I want to make sure you do is when you cut it, you immediately put the stump and vine killer on top of it. It's not one where you can just cut everything and come back a couple hours later.
Yeah.
You want to cut it as you go on some of these because...
Yeah, like the juice of the sap will still be running or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You want it to... What it's doing is it goes into shock and it tries to absorb as much as it can. You want that to absorb as much of that stump and vine killer as possible and bring it down to its root system. So it's kind of a combination. It's that BK32... vine and vine killer as a spray in areas where it's just that product, and then the stump and vine killer with the paintbrush attachment.
Okay, now can I, if it's near where I used to have the garden, and I'm hoping to plant again next spring, will I be able?
Oh yeah.
To, yep. Like how long do I have to wait if I use this in any area near the garden, the future garden again?
Let me.
How many weeks should I have to wait? I'm out of planning now, but a good month or so.
I think you can actually do it in about a couple days. What I'm doing is I try to keep up some of the labels of products I talk about.
Yeah, well, I could probably find it on the label, too, but yeah, if you do have it right there. But
yeah, it's not saying you want to make sure there's no rainfall within 24 hours.
Okay.
It's looking like it's going to rain middle of the week possible, so if you're going to do it early. Yeah, it's not saying how long. Usually that means it's you can plant within a couple weeks without a problem.
Okay, great.
Alrighty.
Thank you for your help. Yeah,
no problem.
You.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a great one. All right. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We get back more of your questions. I know we got a couple on the line, so give us a call. Those lines are open. We'll be right back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Gardeners, today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Linda, in regards to, she has a problem with these chestnuts, the white chestnut, right? Or was it a white walnut?
Walnut. Yeah.
And how it was, she wants to prune it, but she's getting the yard aerated and overseeded. Now, have you talked to a company about pruning these guys?
I have one coming for an estimate today, and I want to get at least three estimates, yeah.
Perfect. So what I would do is explain the situation to these guys and just say, hey, okay. I'm receding. This is what's going on. The thing about it is a lot of tree companies right now are very busy, and they're about 6 to 8 weeks out. So they might make the decision for you of when you can prune it, but okay. In a perfect world, these guys might be ready. But what they could do is some of these guys could climb the trees to prune them. They might be able to use a bucket truck where they come from either the side of the property, that type of thing. Just have the conversation with them and explain that you're spending money to get this done, and you want to make sure it's successful. The other thing is it's your house, not theirs, so you can choose how you want to do it, right? And just say, hey, I want to wait a little bit, or if you can do this, I don't want you to touch the lawn. Because some of these companies, if they're cutting everything down around the lawn, what will happen is they might have a little machine that comes in and picks up the branches and brings it out to the street, those types of things. You need to, you know, be open with them and say, hey, this is what's going on. So that way they don't do damage to what you're doing, because compaction and running over this seed after it's been done could cause some long-term damage for the lawn and it not be really successful.
My friend who suggested this company said that they did not want to drive the truck on her lawn. So
perfect.
Hoping they are careful.
Oh, I bet they will be. You know, a lot of these guys can do stuff where they just climb the tree and move it from there. So
I love watching that. That is so cool.
Yeah. I personally am going to have some trees taken down in the front of the house. And I have about 12 trees coming out, and they're bringing in a crane that can go about 150 feet away from where they are. And they've told me that they're basically going to make, they attach it, they make one cut, and then they pick it up, and they're going to bring it over the power lines, because that's why we're cutting some of these trees, and they can put it right into the chipper. And
amazing.
I can't wait to see it. So, but these guys do some great work, right?
Yeah, really. One other question.
Sure.
It's two parts. There's like holes in the ground. I have a feeling that's from the squirrels because I have three walnut trees.
Most likely.
Right.
Most likely, yeah. You could have some chipmunks running around there. You know, I'd take a look, and if the lawn is, if they're just holes in areas and the lawn isn't raised in certain areas like tunnels, then they're probably most likely going to be chipmunks, maybe some squirrels.
Yeah.
Squirrels will dig up and bury right then and there. They won't really make holes in the ground. They do more, they have the, their tree nests is where they will bring stuff, right? Whereas chipmunks are going to do more of it in the ground. So I'd take a look at that. If you wanted to kind of keep them away, there's a product out there called Rat Magic from Bonide. But what it has is they also have a liquid form where you could spray. It's like a repellent to keep them out of there. It's called Chipmunk Squirrel... And maybe rat repellent, but it's the same active ingredient as what Rat Magic is. And so it's the way to use it to spray the area to keep them away. So you're almost repelling them versus, you know, hurting them.
I've got one more question.
Hang tight with me. I'm here to answer questions for you guys. I'm never going to cut you off. So we have a break here. So when we get back, we'll come back and we'll answer those questions.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Our phone number here is 855-660-1461. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. At least three people have been declared dead and multiple injured after an Amtrak train derailed on Saturday afternoon in north central Montana, an official at a local sheriff's office said. The Empire Builder train, which departed from Chicago for Seattle, derailed around 3:55 p.m. local time near the small town of Joplin, Amtrak spokesman Jason Abrams said in a statement.
Top House Democrats said they would charge ahead with a plan to bring up both a $1 trillion infrastructure bill and a broad health care, education, and climate package for a vote this week. Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas on Fox News Live, says Americans will be the losers.
Progressive Democrats would love to pass the reconciliation package. That would make them happy. Everyone would be happy if both passed, other than the American people.
This is USA Radio News. This week, a Massachusetts Superior Court judge refused to allow any delay of the state's vaccine mandate that is set to begin October 17th. The decision has already caused a wave of state troopers to file their paperwork to quit the force, and even more are expected to resign before the mandate kicks in. Dozens have already quit, according to the state police union boss Michael Shervin. The Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol issued its first round of subpoenas Thursday, targeting close aides and allies of former President Donald Trump. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he hasn't received one.
You know, I haven't received any subpoena, but it just goes to show. This is more about politics than anything else. There's only two questions that this committee should actually be looked upon. Why was the Capitol left so ill-prepared? And how can we make sure that this never happens again? But that's not what they're focused on.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Joe. He was giving us some great information about his garlic plants. And Joe, I didn't cut you off because you're a Yankees fan. I swear the commercial was coming.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that. So what I did. Well, anyway, I took your. Remember, I told you I couldn't find Agrifloss anywhere in my on this side of the bridge.
Yep.
And you told me check in Mahoney's and Falmouth.
Yep.
So about 6 weeks ago, I rolled the dice and ventured over the bridge because sometimes it's hard getting over and getting back.
Yeah.
But I went early and I picked up the Agrifloss, and they had a lot of other stuff that I can't find on this side anymore. For instance, the tomato maker.
Yep.
So anyway, what I did was with the garlic, like I said, I used a couple of pots that I hadn't grown in a couple of years, and I used the organicide. Like I use the Agrifloss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I water it into the soil when I'm first starting.
Yep.
And like I said, I'm going to give that a try. Now, I've been using with the garlic, when I first planted, I use a granular fertilizer, and then I water that with some fish fertilizer, the initial thing. Now, how late should I fertilize before I cover up the garlic for the winter?
Well, so I'd look at like a long-term forecast if you can, or if you can
right.
even believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I could do that, yeah.
What I'd like to see you do is when you start to see the temperatures at night and during the day stay closer, and we're not having the weather we've been having where it's like 40 degrees in the morning and 85 at night.
Right, right.
That type of thing. I'm talking more where the temperatures are staying, you know, maybe going into the high 40s, low 50s at night, and staying to the high 50s, low 60s during the day.
Like you would do in the spring before you plant.
Yeah.
So the nights are warmer, more in a correlation to the daytime temperature.
Exactly. So
right.
Once you start to get to that, you can wean off of it a bit. I wouldn't go too far into the once it's really started to get to that, because the plants then, what you're doing is you're pushing them for growth when they want to just go into that dormancy period.
Right.
So I wouldn't, you know, it could be 2 weeks from now. It could be 4 weeks from now. Yeah. I'd almost stop if it's staying this way before, if we hit November. I wouldn't go any further.
Right. Same thing with rosemary?
Yeah, the same thing. Anything that you have out there that's going to stay over the winter. I wouldn't push too much, but kind of look at the long-term forecast. And if you're seeing, you know, 2 weeks from then or even a week and a half, that's when I'd really stop.
Okay. Just one other question about protection in the winter.
Yep.
Now, you suggested I try and pile debris along the outside of the containers.
Mm-hmm.
Would it help? Now, I have containers of varying sizes. Would it help to just put one, a container, a black one that would retain heat over the plant in the winter and just hold it down with a brick or something?
I wouldn't do that because you want the airflow to be on there as well.
Yeah, well, I was thinking with a container, it does have the drain holes.
It does, but I think that's too much, and sometimes what the black container can do is, well, the heat when it hits it can warm that up a little bit too much, especially from on top. Yeah, and actually might create like a mini ecosystem in there where it's too warm.
Yeah.
And the plants might get, might be more damp from the, you know, the temperatures of the any snow that's around or any rain that's been in there, and maybe rot out the bulbs that way.
Okay, good. The other thing is that I've listened to a lot of your callers complain about their tomato production this year.
Yeah.
Now, all I have is four plants, and I've been growing Better Boys from day one.
Yep.
And a normal season, I get approximately 40 or so tomatoes per plant.
Okay.
And actually, there was only a couple of the plants that, you know, say were around 25 to 30 tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But I had one, like right now, I still got about close to 25 tomatoes still on the vine.
Yep.
And some are green. I think eventually some of these I might have to, you know, bang up the apple and throw them in a bag.
Yeah.
But I was happy with my production.
Well, I think you have a great system down there, what you're using with the pots and the fertilizers that you've been using and keeping them going.
Well, that's what I tell people. You got to work at this thing. You can't do it half-ass. You know?
I completely get it. And you want to keep those plants fed. So the more you feed them during the season and more you take care of them during the season, the better production they're going to have for you later in the year.
And I was lucky enough. I had a property that we worked on, landscape, you know, doing lawns.
Yep.
Property I worked on, and the guy was moving, and he gave me his tumbler years ago, and I still use it. So I get the homemade compost, and then I found a trick that I'm not going to share with the callers, because I don't want anybody to know. And I use the black cow too.
Yep, it's definitely with your homemade compost, and that is really helpful.
Yeah, and I use the wood ash. You know,
yep.
I have a neighbor right down below me. I live out in a pine forest off 28, and just about 5 miles from the Bourne Bridge.
Yep.
But he burns wood, so I get a couple of 5 gallon buckets of wood ash every fall.
Awesome.
And the other thing is, when I'm putting the beds to bed, no pun intended, should I give it a good dose of the wood ash, you know, to get in there just over the winter?
It's not going to hurt it.
Yeah, usually I start like in April,
yep.
About 4 to 6 weeks before I'm going to plant.
Yeah, I mean, it breaks down over time.
But talking to your father over the years, it breaks down a lot quicker than if, you know, the lime in a bag.
It will. So it's not like the 6 month span like a lime in the bag would be. We're probably half that time. But
right.
What it's going to do is plants and root system, even though they go dormant for the winter, are still somewhat active, the microbes that are in there. So feeding those and helping those are definitely a good thing.
Yeah, like just cutting the tomato plants off at the soil line and leaving the roots.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you this. What if you have some problems with, you know, diseases, you know, like for a short period, I lost a couple to bottom end rot, before I sprayed them a little too late. Would you still leave the roots in?
On that one, so you're talking soil issues. So I might take those out if you had the blossom end rot because you need more calcium in the soil.
That's why periodically over the summer I do add more wood ash.
Yeah, so I would almost start fresh on something like those.
Right.
But you could leave them there because some of the microbes that you've gotten in there, and if you add calcium or, you know, any type of planting mix during the spring or early, it might help it.
Yeah.
Up to you on where you want to go, though.
Well, the same thing with, you know, like say a plant that had, you know, some browning of the leaves or the blossom end rot. Well, it would be beneficial to water that with the organicide, too, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right, Patrick, I won't take any more of your time. And, you know, I haven't seen any Red Sox fans jumping off the bridge. So I guess they were resigned early to a bad season.
Yeah, I think they called that the championship hangover. We still have it.
I don't believe that. That's not it. It didn't hurt, but, you know, the Yankees or the Oakland A's in the 70s that won 3 or 4 in a row.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess.
I think it's just bad baseball.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You
but
know,
that's for...
The team,
that's,
and I'm not picking on the Red Sox, whatever the team.
I know.
Don't make excuses for inferior play.
Exactly.
All right, you know, earn your money, that's all.
Yeah, right?
All right, thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Joe.
Have
a great
weekend.
One. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I know we got a few calls on the line waiting for us, so we're going to get right to that. George, who's up next?
Judy in Massachusetts.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have some problems with a lawn.
Okay.
What I'm doing is I have very, very sandy soil, and I'm resetting the edge between the lawn and the flower border, the borders next to the road. And I know that you can do air pruning to keep the grass from growing into the flower bed.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work in sandy soil?
It should do the same thing with it because, you know, it really doesn't, the soil doesn't matter on that one. If it was a clay-filled soil or heavy clay, I'd maybe be a little bit more cautious on it because it might not work as much.
The soil is so light that if it backflows.
Yeah, so...
I'm mending it, but... I'm afraid it's just going to flow from the grass into the flower bed. So how deep would I need to make the trench?
Well, so you could make the trench, I don't know, 6-8 inches deep. You could also look at getting some, like, edging. They have metal edging that you can put along the side that you can put right level to the ground so a mower can go right over the top. To keep it away from it. They even have plastic edging that's very flexible.
I had tried the black plastic edging, and I don't know if I put it in correctly because it would lop over, and then I would have this area that was very shallow that weeds would start growing in. So I'm don't know if I'd put it in the right direction.
Well, so a lot of the plastic needs to be pushed back on both sides and not just left out, whereas like an aluminum edging has pins in it to hold it down
yeah.
and keep it a little bit stronger. So maybe that would be a better one for you, especially with a lot of runoff in those areas where it's going to be stronger to push back, whereas some areas that don't have as much runoff, like a clay area, you can hold that in one spot easier. So maybe looking at like the aluminum edging, you can bend that nicely to get nice curves if you're looking for it, but they come with pins to hold them in place, so that might be the way to go.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I've seen the pictures of it. Okay.
All righty.
And, I may try. Thank you.
No problem. And I think having some of the area make pull some mulch towards that trench that you've made, kind of fill it in a little bit, will hold that edging in place, but will also keep some of the weeds away. You could also, in that area, throw down some preen in the spring, which is a pre-emergent weed killer, knowing that weeds do grow in there. Put that under the soil, under the mulch or on top of the mulch. Either way, it'll break down in there and will help prevent some of the weeds. So that might be an option as well.
Should the edging go on the grass side or the flower bed side?
The grass side would be best. Alrighty. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Gardeners, today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls online, so we're going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Cape Cod.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. How are we today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, God, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous morning over here in Centerville, high on the hill.
Awesome.
Hey, listen, this is a grandma trick, and I do think your father used to use this for the housefly thingies.
Yep.
You take a teaspoon of maple syrup in a shot glass and then fill it 3/4 full with apple cider vinegar and set it next to the kitchen sink because that's where those flies go for water.
Yep.
Trap. So there's just one thought process. My other question is lawn fertilization.
Sure.
I found a bag of 1804, and I get confused on these numbers. Now, if I threw this down half strength now, while the ground's still thawed, would this be okay, 1804?
Well, so what does it say on the bag? Does it say
it's a commercial company. It's Lesko.
Let's go. So it's probably like an all-seasons food. I mean, so if you look at like a winterizer right now, I want to say a lot of them are going to have pretty close
they,
to that.
What are they running? And real quick, can you tell me first number, second number, third number, what the actual they mean?
Yeah, so the first number is nitrogen. Second number is phosphorus. The third number is potassium.
Right.
Okay, so the first number, nitrogen, helps green it up. Second number, phosphorus, will help help with like a root development, that type of thing.
Yep.
And then the potassium is all around, helps with pretty much everything, and allows you to, help develop the whole plant system there. Usually in the winter.
I believe on Cape Cod we have a phosphorus. Stop using it, slow down a little bit because of
the I believe it's actually all of Massachusetts looks for it to be phosphorus free on fertilizers. Okay.
Right.
Just because there's so much phosphorus that's usually in the soil at this point. So you actually could put that down at regular rate right now. And then again, put a winter riser, like a winter survival, in about 6 weeks, because I don't believe the ground's going to be frozen at that point.
We hope not.
Yeah,
we've
right.
Beautiful winters out here. No plows, no shovels, no blowers.
Exactly. So what you're looking for a winter type fertilizer is one that has the last number is a little bit higher than the others.
Okay, so the end is higher.
Yes. So this would be like an all-purpose, all-type season type fertilizer. When was the last time you fertilized the lawn?
Oh, God. I got lazy this summer and spent more time outside the house than near it.
That's perfectly
all. I'm doing a lot of back of all the pocket brush and all that right now.
Okay. So, yeah, getting rid of that brush and all those things obviously is going to help, open up the lawn. I'd put this fertilizer down just to help it, because the temperature is just going forward. I looked at least the 14-day forecast, and where I am up in Lowell, you're a different zone anyways on the Cape. You're a little bit warmer. You're going to stay warmer a little bit later. So you could actually be putting this down as a fertilizer now, and then about, 5-6 weeks from now, put down a winterizer and really get next year's lawn ready with a huge boost. So you could put it down regular rate without a problem.
If I do half now and then half in 4 weeks, would that work with the same number?
So I would really like to see something that has a little bit more potassium on it.
You'd like the last number to be a little larger for winter roll.
Yeah, just it helps with overall, right? It'll a longer feeding to it, and it helps promote like a more deeper root system. And that's what we're looking for later on for the next seasons, because the deeper the roots, the more that they're not going to have to focus on being fed. They're not going to have to focus on being watered as much. They're going to be able to get it from the soil. So long-term goal here is less work in the yard by getting a deeper root system. So that's why they like the potassium to be a little higher on the end.
Dad is smiling on you, brother. Hey, you know anybody with a pair of golf cleats to like aerate for free while I'm taking all around chasing leaves?
Yeah, right. That's that's something out of the 70s and 80s. I wish I could still get those. All right, John, you have a great one. Bye bye. We'll be back.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.